Thank you, Sophie. And now on to the news. Finally this week, we have some animal stories. A stricken seagull was rescued in the centre of Norwich this week. There will be two new cafes selling treats for dogs in Norwich. A Dachshund cafe will sell treats dedicated to sausage dogs. The Cuppy Hut in Norwich Market is going to offer a special pup cake. Sadly, neither of these establishments is offering free treats for guide dogs.
Benevolent builders swooped in to help a stricken seagull in Norwich city centre. Chloe McEwen and Matt Wills, who work at Towergate Insurance on Surrey Street, spotted the gull entangled in wire at the top of Bicknold House, which was the original headquarters of Norwich Union. And the pair rushed to find builders from the firm R.G. Carter working on nearby student flats to see if they could help. A small crowd had gathered to take photographs and find out what was going on. But Damien Woods from R.G. Carter made some calls and got permission to bring a cherry picker around the corner and sent Ben Collier and Billy Bales up to rescue the bird. With one worker named Sid. They had to cut Sid free with wire cutters, and when they released the bird, it seemed to have an injured leg. Mr. Wiles said, "They've been brilliant, and they couldn't have done more."
Serving everything from pupcakes to dog nuts, a cafe dedicated to sausage dogs is set to come to Norwich. The Dachshund Cafe has hosted events in venues across the UK for the last 2 years and is set to visit Norwich for the first time. The event will take place on Sunday, July the 28th at Revolution Bar and Restaurant in Queen Street and will run in 75-minute sittings starting at 10 a.m. and ending at 6:45 p.m. The pop-up cafe run by company Pug Cafe will give sausage dogs and their owners the chance to socialise and celebrate the breed, though those without dogs are welcome to attend. In addition to food and drinks for humans, including a range of cocktails, there will also be a menu designed for dogs, and every sausage dog that attends will also receive one of the Dachshund Cafe's famous puppuccinos, which are filled with cream.
Four-legged guests to a Norwich Market cake stall can now get their paws on a pup cake designed especially for dogs. The Cuppy Hut, which opened at Norwich Market in November, launched the sweet treat after having a lot of dog visitors they didn't want to leave out. Owners Mel Abel and Kim Cooper, who are both from Heatherset, have created a pup cake which contains banana, peanut butter, oats, cream cheese, and a peanut butter and gravy bone on top. The chief tester for the cake was Mrs. Cooper's dachshund, Frankie, who loves it. And since they launched it on Wednesday on social media, tails have been wagging around the stall, with dogs visiting the stall to try the treats. Mrs. Abel, 51, said, "It is hard to take dogs to restaurants and cafes, so we wanted to provide something for them, and we have a lot of dog visitors." The reaction has been amazing, and word is getting around with other stall holders telling people. Mrs. Abel added, "The Cuppy Hut has taken off beyond our wildest dreams, and we have lots of cupcakes, tray bakes, such as blondies and brownies, and our Mars Cornflake Crunch is very popular. We are looking to expand our range, and hopefully one day we will have a double stall so we can bake on site as we do it at home at the moment."
Norfolk's police and fire services are now working closer together than ever before, with the two services sharing a control room at police headquarters. Emergency operators from Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service are now co-located within the command and control room at the Police Operations and Communications Centre at Wyndham. It is the latest development in collaboration plans, which have already seen the relocation of the fire and rescue analysts team and senior management team in 2015 and 2016, respectively. The move aims to provide a more joined-up approach between the two blue light services, delivering further improved services to the county's communities while providing savings to the taxpayer. Chief Fire Officer Stuart Ruff welcomed the move to a joint control room as a great opportunity to embrace a closer working relationship.